inch by inch, row by row.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we consider the different types of mulch for our yard and garden. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
So what would we need mulch for?
Depends on your crops. Different crops or plants may want or need different mulches. Say, if you're mulching rhododendrons, for example, bark mulch is perfect. Bark mulch, wood chips, and that sort of thing, because as it breaks down, it remains acidic or can improve the soil to keep the soil acid, which is what the rhododendrons like. You can use something similar for other acid-loving crops like raspberries and strawberries. But you may also want to add nutrients. So you talked earlier about gathering seaweed on the beaches, which is, again, what I use for those particular plants, plus potatoes also. Again, that will break down slowly and release nutrients. And to some extent, at least early, they can, the seaweed, that is, with some salt still in it, can help repel slugs. So that's a kills a couple of birds with one stone, as they say.
And what if you're looking for something besides nutrients? What if you're looking for, like, weed cover? What are some other options?
Okay, so there we've got choices, which can be as simple and cheap as recycling cardboard or newspaper that can put that down on the ground, again, around plants, or even if you're trying to get rid of grass and weeds before you maybe build some garden boxes on top of them. That'll stop it. Unfortunately, it won't stop the dreaded horsetail we were chatting about earlier. That's kind of heavy-duty plastic and landscaping fabric may be the best choices for that. The key is preventing it from growing. You're trying to cut off the light from it so it can't grow. But it is extremely powerful stuff. It comes up through the edges of asphalt along the highways. So that definitely is a problem there. And you might use mulch to make things look beautiful. I mean, they call it beauty bark, I suppose, for a reason. Or using a plastic or woven plastic, heavy-duty material, perhaps under garden paths where you're going to use gravel. And so that's kind of they consider that a permanent mulch, roughly, compared to stuff that breaks down like the bark mulch does.
And, of course, some of these different types of mulches, they have different lifespans. Gravel probably lasts indefinitely as long as you don't kick it out of the way, but bark might decompose after a season or two.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's where, if you're using bark as a mulch but also to improve soil, that's where you usually would not want to use a plastic fabric, because you're going to be adding more bark on top. And eventually you get stuff growing in that broken down bark. You get weeds growing, but even the roots of some of the plants might grow into that from your shrubs or something too. So I have less and less I'm recommending using plastic with bark for that purpose. So again, if you know that you don't want other stuff to grow, the plastic mulch, and there's heavy-duty woven and non-woven varieties of them that can be used for that purpose.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a regular feature here on KTO during the spring, summer, and early fall growing season.
Someone blessed these seeds I sowed.